it's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and today I'm talking to Lorna from SB2. Hi, Lorna.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's quite a while since we've spoken to you.
Yeah, it is.
So today you are talking about the therapy services that you provide at SB2, aren't you?
Yes.
So what exactly do you provide?
A couple of different things, really. So SB2 provides support for victims of sexual abuse, all genders, all ages. And we do that in a couple of different ways. I've been on and spoken about the ISFA before, but we also offer therapy services. It's one of the things that we're really known for. And the services we provide are really person-centred. So we're really keen to be as adaptive as we can to meet people's needs. Mm-hmm. So how the therapy service works is people are referred in. We have a bit of a waiting list, like a lot of therapy services do. At the minute, unfortunately, it's been paused because we've got quite a backlog that we don't want people to be waiting longer than necessary. So we've paused it at the minute. But when it's running normally, it's all on our website. Referrals can be received from individuals, so you can self-refer, or we can receive referrals from professionals as well. And how that works is it's quite a straightforward form. If anybody needs any support with the form, we have a helpline as well. So you can call the phone line, normal office hours, and we'll help you fill in that referral. But when a referral is received, we'll send an acknowledgement through straight away so that you know that we've received it. And then we'll have an assessment so we can make sure that we can meet the person's needs. So that just goes through what they're kind of expecting from therapy, just so we can make sure we're the right service for them. And we can also signpost to other services as well. So that's ensure if they are waiting to start therapy with us, that they're getting any kind of other help that they need in the meantime. Yeah. We also have some self-help materials on our website as well. So if people are waiting, we will always flag those just as something to help fill for the gap. Mm-hmm. So at the minute, the waiting times for therapy are roughly 6 to 12 months for face-to-face therapy and 3 to 6 months for virtual or phone therapy. So they're the options we have. So face-to-face can be held in any of our offices. So we have offices in Derby City Centre, Ripley, and one in Buxton as well. So face-to-face will normally happen in one of those offices. But like I say, we can also do virtual over Teams or Zoom or phone as well. So the different types of therapy we offer. So we have a short-term fast-track therapy, and that's for people that have come via the Sexual Assault Referral Centre. Yep. So if somebody has been sexually assaulted or raped in the last kind of 7 to 10 days, they can access the SARC to have a forensic exam.
Yeah.
During that process, they'll be offered therapy with us. And that's where the incident just happened. It mainly revolves around stabilisation and coping strategies. And we do that for Derbyshire, and we also do it for the SARC in Nottinghamshire. Just recently started doing that service for Nottinghamshire as well.
Right.
But for those clients, we aim to contact them within kind of 72 hours or so and try and make sure the first session happens within 2 weeks of that referral. The short term, we can offer anybody that's come from Derbyshire on that process. They can also be added onto our waiting list for the medium term therapy as well.
Yeah.
And if they're from Nottinghamshire, we'll signpost them to the equivalent services in Nottinghamshire. So that's kind of the fast track. And then the kind of short to medium term therapy we offer is up to 26 sessions for adults and 10 sessions for children. Normally then we check in around, that's like for every 5 to 6 sessions, just to see how things are going and consider like any additional sessions, what people need. And you can re-refer yourself as well. So if you've had the therapy with us, you can re-refer yourself after 3 months to kind of come for more. And at the minute, they're all one-to-one. The sessions are all one-to-one. In terms of the kind of the types of therapy, the team that we have, the therapy team are multidisciplinary. So we'll always try and match the type of therapy to the needs of the client. So we have a person-centered therapy, which is the core model. And that focuses on working with whatever the client wants to achieve. So putting their preferences first. It can be like a combination of methods. So we'll work with them to find what works for them, but the lead will be from them. We'll do it however they'd like us to. And then we have some different types of therapy. So we have art therapy, sand tray therapy, creative therapy, drama therapy, all of which can be used by children or adults. So they're really useful for people who might find it difficult to speak about traumatic experiences, so they can communicate their feelings in other ways. Then we do a play therapy, which is really useful for children. So we work directly with children from age five or six upwards. And we also provide therapy for if there's a child that's not five, we'll work with the parent carer as well. And that type of therapy allows them to express their feelings through play. Then we have psychodynamic therapy, which particularly looks at interpersonal relationships and childhood experiences. And then we do some more holistic therapies. So we do Reiki and trauma-informed yoga. And that's done via subcontracted therapists. So that's quite often in their premises where they are. And that's it in terms of the types of therapy we offer. So it's quite a lot of waffle. I apologise.
No. I mean, I've never heard of Santray therapy.
Yeah, to be honest, I hadn't until I started at SV2. So yeah, it's really creative and it's a brilliant way, like I say, for people, those people that might find it difficult to communicate verbally or talk about things that are very traumatic in their traumatic experiences. So it really allows them to use that kind of creative medium to communicate in a different way.
Yeah, that's definitely a new one to me. So just going back to what you said about the really short-term immediate support that you're giving, there's no waiting list for that then, is there?
No, because it happens at such kind of a kind of crisis point for a lot of people.
Yeah.
We'll always aim to get them into their first session within those first kind of 2 weeks so we can really help them with those coping strategies at the point where it's like really vital.
Yeah.
So we get them in within the 2 weeks.
Brilliant. It's just the medium term to longer therapies that there's a waiting list for.
Yeah, unfortunately so, as is the case with a lot of kind of therapy services.
Oh,
we
goodness.
Do have that.
we do have that delay.
But what we're really conscious of and why pause the waiting list is because we don't want to be a false hope for people where they refer in and then they sit on the waiting list for years. So we are really conscious of that, which is why we pause it when we get into the 6 to 12 months wait. We pause it and give us a chance to make sure all those cases are allocated out and people are being seen before we reopen. So that's why we do it like that, because we know that it's difficult to seek support, particularly for sexual abuse, because it's a difficult thing for people to talk about. So we are conscious that when people have taken that step to either refer themselves in or to seek support and be referred in by a professional, that we are meeting their needs as much as we possibly can.
Yeah. As always, it's been lovely speaking to you. And we're going to talk to you again very shortly about your male ISVA service, aren't we? So that'll be great.
Brilliant.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks very much. Bye.